Shape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Cthulhu by Keith Herber.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have no idea what that segue was about, but I don't know.
But it was a very powerful segue.
Sounded good in my head.
Staying in what we think is a vampire's castle lair. Overnight.
Right?
With a dead body.
Yeah, why do we think it's a vampire?
Today's the day for the TPK, I think.
Well, someone want to catch us up on the where we are and what we're doing?
Steve, I haven't heard your lovely voice in a while.
Oh, yes, my dulcet tones. All right. So, I don't know. I guess it's a pretty quick recap. We had a split party as usual when we started off last week. We had Sylvia, Luce, and Elliot out in the Baron's mansion about to explore the tower in a couple of different groups. And then Nick, Oren, and Lionel went back to grab the cops in Drobna. So back in Drobna, the little town. Or, no, that's the innkeeper named Drobna, excuse me. I forget the name of the little town. I don't see it. Klausenberg, the big town nearby. Anyway, they try to get the innkeeper interested in the fact that they have found a dead body nearby. And he says, oh, another one? Yeah, no problem. No one in the village is missing. We'll get some cops out here after a little bit. You have to go to Klausenberg, which takes at least a day. So they're like, I don't know if that sounds right. Maybe we should get out of here. But then they noticed a young student that we knew was staying with us, who has a suspicious accent, seems more Russian and more official than he appears. But he agreed to help them make a call to Klausenberg. They say, okay, yeah, that's good. Don't go anywhere. Don't go back there. Don't mess with the bodies. We'll send a cop out in the morning. So accordingly, they left and went back to the castle. Back at the tower, Sylvia and Luce walked into the door with Sylvia's keys and Elliot was waiting. They went, the two of them went upstairs first to the top of the tower. There's a type of observatory where they grabbed a bunch of stuff from. There's the telescope that appears to be pointed at some star named Zoth, which is absolutely no good. It's a homemade telescope of recent manufacture, which is different than all this old stuff in the tower. They grabbed like a rock, a book, some strange vials, and took off. They went back down, then traded off, and Elliot went with Sylvia while Luce was guarding. Oh, yeah. Elliot at one point saw somebody's head sticking around the corner of the castle walls. So while they went downstairs to the basement, it turned out Luce got a little bored and, you know, really leaving her alone with the strange clear liquid, it would be strange if she didn't try taste it. So she took a drink and knocked one of them back and noticed she wasn't breathing, but she's okay.
Not the first time.
She couldn't find the person that was sneaking around, and mainly she just stood guard there. The other two went down and went right, or left, whichever it was, and found their way around and back out again. Some highlights down there. There's a whole maze of corridors. There was a crypt, I think, with all the Baron Hauptmans going back, or at least marked with all marked Baron Hauptmen going back for a really long time.
I still think it's interesting that there are no other family members.
Mm-hmm, just the Baron.
Like there were... Yeah, and that they all died in the right order. Like, you'd think that at some point a Baron would have had a kid to produce a new Baron, and then the kid would have died before the Baron, or just something.
Well, yeah. So
I think there's something interesting going on.
Maybe the kids aren't considered important until they become Baron.
And they don't get buried? I mean, I'm with you, but...
No, the whole thing's weird. The whole thing's weird. And how about the torture chamber they found? Yeah. They found a torture chamber at one point that actually had lit torches. And the stuff had been used. And but they couldn't find anybody down there. They did find a well that I believe maybe the one that was mentioned when – who went? Oren and I feel like Oren and Sylvia were the ones talking to the priest a few days ago. And maybe just yesterday. Time flies. But Yeah. Anyway, they something to do with some nasty creature coming up, and there's an inscription around that that Elliot was careful to copy this time. So he's got the inscription. They found the crypt. They found a room where some lenses were being crafted, maybe like the glasses, I think, into glasses, which is, you know, spooking us because of someone's encounter with glasses before. I forget who it was now, back in
somewhere. Oh, yeah. That was me.
Oh, yeah. Got the scars to prove it. Yeah. And let me see. Was there anything interesting? Oh, there's also a two bricked up areas. One of them, they found a hammer nearby and knocked a hole in. It looks like there's some bodies and rifles and some putrid water in there. And that was at the end of a hall. And they also went up some stairs and found a bricked up area. And they decided not to mess with that. Went upstairs, grabbed loose, and they just confirmed that the manor house stairs actually go down and meet up with the tunnels that they were exploring underneath the tower. So it all seems to be connected together. And I believe about that time, the others, Nick, Lionel, Oren, came up the hill and decided we need to stay here with this body and make sure no one disturbs it. What could possibly go wrong? And we're going to stay the night in the spooky house with the dangerous man we came here to find still unaccounted for. Oh, also...
he's dead.
He's dead. He appears to be down below.
Last year, yeah. So yeah. There's somebody else who's been doing all this. Some interloper. Another trespasser.
I just remembered, perhaps it's young Master Edward that was mentioned in the notes from Salem as well. Yeah, he's still on the loose. So yeah, we caught up to him and we just kept yelling, Oren, read this. It's in Latin. Oren, this is this is some type of Oriental thing. Oren. So yeah, he's gonna be bugged all night long with.
Oh me. Yeah, I'm gonna do the Chinese stuff, I believe.
Okay.
I think that's my contribution to the reading party. But we should also make some music. We should make some video while we're in this place.
Nice. Do we have equipment with us, or do you guys leave them back at the inn? Or do we leave them back at America?
That would be silly.
No, I know we brought the equipment.
Yeah.
Because we had intended to play a show.
Exactly.
But I think, yeah, well, probably back at the inn. I don't think we left it up to the castle.
Well, in all honesty, if we're sitting on this until the cops come, the cops might not look too kindly. Oh, you guys stayed up there to make sure no one disturbed anything, and you shot a music video?
Well, you know.
So you don't have your roadie to go back and get the stuff.
That's true. We miss Rory for so many reasons.
All of them bad.
Yes.
Cool. So, it is late afternoon. The party kind of met up like halfway on the hill up from the village to the castle. So just some bookkeeping from last session, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. So you have the large tome written in Latin titled De Vermis Mysterious, which no one has actually read yet. That'll take some time. It's kind of a big book. You have the Brotherhood of the Beast. You have the small scrap of paper written in Arabic. You have the small scrap of paper written in Chinese, at the bottom of which are a couple lines in Latin.
Multidisciplinary.
Mr. Weston can't read the Chinese, but he can read the Latin at the bottom. And the Latin at the bottom, I don't think we talked about, but it does say, translated from the original relay text by Baron Hauptmann, 1238 A.D.
I think you mistranslated that, Oren. Are you sure?
No. See, this is the one. This is the two.
And we've got the piece of paper in German.
1238 AB, you said, Jim?
Yes.
Like now. They even have writing back then?
Yes. Huh. It looked like that.
Is it a recent note? Can you tell?
Ooh, that's a good question. Jim, is there a way to tell if this was written? Is it in like older Latin or is it in more modern Latin?
How about a Latin roll?
That's what I came for, the Latin rolls.
Latin will make that an extreme success.
It's modern Latin.
Modern Latin. That's a good question there, Lionel. Yeah, it's
modern Latin could be anywhere within the past few hundred years, right? So it's not 2000 years.
It wasn't written in 1238. That was probably my
correct.
Yeah, probably
it
not.
It wasn't from 1238. No.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that would be really cool to see handwriting from that long ago, but
right. You have two vials, one of which contains a gold liquid, one of which is empty.
Every game we play right now, there's always vials of something.
And a small stone with something inscribed on it, which I don't think any rules were made on that. But at least Mr. Weston and whoever else was in the church, I don't recall. It's the same symbol that was on the, must have been Miss MacArthur. It was the same symbol that was on the wax seal that was.
It was me.
Yeah, okay. It's the same symbol that was on the wax seal was sealing up the testament of Jan Sevcik.
Okay. So that appears to be Hoffman's seal, or the seal of the church?
It is neither of those things.
Hmm.
Can make an occult roll, or not an occult roll, a mythos roll if you want to.
Oh, sure. And we're all looking at this now?
Sure.
Oh, wow. My Cthulhu mythos is a lot higher than I remembered.
It goes up when you're not looking.
Not high enough.
First fail of the day. Yeah. Is this a day of luck or something?
No.
Not pulp. I wish.
Damn.
Oh, do I wish.
Sorry. Wrong game.
Always. It's always the wrong game.
So you guys are there on the hillside, kind of catching up with each other.
I'm interested in doing a lap around the outside and seeing if there's like sometimes, because they've got the catacombs underneath the manor house in the castle, maybe there's a back entryway we can get into where those bodies are.
Whoa.
What?
Well, you guys were able to knock down the wall pretty easily, weren't you? You want to get in, why don't you just do that?
Well, somebody wants to come with me. We can dig it out, yeah.
What we're discussing is that there's going to be an entrance from the manor house into this place that we found. We just want to find a connection.
That was you guys did that kind of in passing on the way out. I remember Jim said, yeah, you find a way that it connects one of those tunnels. Is that right, Jim? I think that's one of the last things we did as we were calling it.
Yeah, so stairways went down.
Right. So you went down into the catacombs, let's call them, right, from the tower, so you know you can get down there. You found a small narrow staircase that went up to a brick wall, and you don't know where that leads or what's on the other side of that brick wall. There was a large staircase out of the catacombs that led right up into the center foyer of the manor house. So the stairs leading down connect directly into the catacombs. And then whatever the passage on the other side of the broken wall from the door that you looked through, but or the brick that you took out, but you never, as Gary said, the room with the bodies, right? Clearly there's a passageway on the other side of that where the wall has fallen away, where all the water is coming from.
Jim, I have a question. Just thinking to myself, the directions that we walked in, could we say that the other staircase could be like put near the other tower?
No. I seem to recall there were some pretty good navigation rules. The other staircase, the small one, is definitely under the manor house as well.
I think we need to try to get through that wall as well.
So whatever is on the other side of the brick wall at the top of the narrow staircase has got to be inside the manor house.
Well, we've already given the manor house a thorough, well, let's call it a once-over, pretty much top to bottom.
Maybe thorough. Oh. Maybe cursory. Hard to tell.
Yeah. Hard to tell.
Yeah.
Hard to
tell. But, you know, it was not super thorough.
Yeah. In these old houses, they always
secret
have those
secret panels.
Secret doors. Yeah. Secret panels, you know, eyeballs, people watching you. You pull the sconce by the fireplace, all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of people watching you.
Oh.
So as you guys are kind of standing there on the hillside having this discussion, you see a couple things. Coming up towards you from the village is a group of three men. And coming down towards you from the castle is a single solitary man who seems to be, who is like smiling and kind of waving to you. And can I get an idea roll from Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, he is the best.
You're not 100% certain with just a normal success, but it's possible that one of the three men who is walking up towards you from the village is the person that you saw outside the gate. So when you were standing outside the tower waiting for the others, and you saw someone, you know, you saw a quick flash of someone, you know, watching you from outside the gate, and they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
You think it's possible that one of those three men is the face that you saw outside the gate.
Okay. So I will tell that to everyone. Hey, look, I believe that is the guy that was, you know, by the gate the other day. The one I told you that was lurking around.
Just on a hunch.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just on a hunch, Jim. When we first got there, we heard some arguing with Drobna in the inn, and a few of us went over to the window and saw a few guys that Drobna later said worked for the Baron. Any chance these are some of the men we saw?
Any chance you can make a intelligence roll?
Personally or my character? Let's see. 77 is not going to do it.
And when we saw the guy sneaking around the entrance, that wasn't days ago. That was a couple hours ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elliot saw him, and then Luce couldn't find him later when she was on whatever passes for guard duty / happy hour.
Well, maybe they're taking it seriously, and they really do mind having dead bodies around.
Okay, the guy who's...
I will wave back.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll wave to the guy coming from the castle.
So you both wave to him.
Jim, is there any way that from this distance I can get a sense of their overall mood of the three men walking up the hill?
Psychology roll?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking might be appropriate, although...
Perhaps with a penalty die, because there is...
Well, I rolled a 95 without it, so I think we're all set.
Okay.
question. Jim, was there any, pictures of the Baron in the manor house?
Pictures of the current Baron? No, not that you've seen.
We should secrete the books and stuff. I think if we're going to try to look at them later, it'd be nice to not have them out real obviously.
Is that possible though? I mean, we've got quite a bit of stuff, and they're kind of big. I remember
we must have backpacks on, some such.
Are you sure? Hi.
Slip everything into your backpacks quickly. The ones with the Canadian flag sewn on them. So the three men coming up from the village, they kind of stop at a distance. And the man coming down from the castle, as he gets closer, you can see he's kind of a shorter fellow, kind of thickly built. He is carrying a shotgun, but the breech is open. He's kind of carrying it under one arm with the breech open.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he walks up and kind of gets close-ish. Doesn't walk right up to you, but kind of comes closer to you.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Americans.
Yes.
Ah, good, good. I find. Sorry, English, not good.
Are you the Count?
He kind of looks at you.
Count? I Laszlo.
Laszlo, huh? Nice to meet you. I'm Lionel. Very similar.
He kind of gives you a little bow.
Jim, I'll try and introduce myself to him in Latin, see if maybe he understands Latin.
He just looks at you.
Okay.
I'll try German.
With broken English.
I'll try German.
He looks at you.
German, American. I thought American. I was told American.
Yes, I'm American, but I can speak told German. American.
That's told easy. American by who?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know German. Baron, invite Americans, and he kind of indicates you, dinner.
Oh, wonderful. Here?
Yes. Come.
What about these? Are the other three people caught up to us yet?
No, they're kind of just down the mountain a little bit, just kind of watching.
Who are these men who've come up? Do you know them?
Oh yes, it's okay. They work, for they work as well. They work too.
I think Artis whispered to the others. I think they're here to make sure we go to dinner.
Well, that. Makes, yeah, right? We go to dinner.
Where have you been, by the way, Laszlo? We came up, we knocked on the door, we tried to see if anyone was home.
Sorry, English, bad. you knock?
We didn't see anybody.
You go home.
Hmm?
What?
No, I'll mime like the shape of a door and then like knock and then shrug, you know? Like nobody home. No one home.
We'll talk louder.
It does not seem to help.
Everyone is now shouting at the man, waving their arms. Crazy.
So I guess we'll say dinner. Yes.
There. Ah, good, good, good.
Now?
Ah, yes, yes. Come, come.
Thank you.
What? Drink.
Very good. Drinks, yes. Cocktails.
Drinks. The universal language.
As we walk back up to the castle, I want to keep an eye on the three guys behind us.
Sure. So Laszlo will lead you back up to the castle. The three men. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I want to put a little psych roll on this dude to see if he's secretly laughing at us as he lures us into our death. And he might be, but I wouldn't know.
The three men who were coming up from the village are following, but they're keeping their distance.
Something I don't understand. We're at the tower last session, right? That's where we found the bodies and the vials and all that, right? Where's this guy coming from again?
You were at the tower, and then you left to go back down to the village to meet the others, and then met the others coming up from the village to the castle. And so when we started this session, you were kind of halfway between the village and the castle.
So to answer your question, Randall, yes, we're all confused as to where they were, if they were at the castle.
I guess I have...
Yes?
No voice.
Steve guesses he has...
He's just lost his voice.
It's rough when that happens.
He's saying he's muted.
Oh, how about this? Better?
That works better.
It's a miracle, yes. It's the space mead. The space mead did it to me. Or whatever was in the vial. So I have a question that I probably know the answer to. I was saying, maybe important, maybe not. Is it nighttime or close to nighttime at this point?
It is late afternoon.
Late? Oh, sun's still up, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. It's just impending doom. It's not imminent.
Not immediate doom. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it is. I mean, we are doing exactly what we wanted to do, just not necessarily the way we wanted to do it.
Meeting the Baron. Yes. Only now we know that there's a woman who was tortured and left upstairs in this guy's creepy old house.
Right. So we kind of knew that before we got here. We just didn't know the details.
That's true. That's true.
That'll be an interesting question when we ask the Baron that over dinner.
Yeah. Could you pass the mashed potatoes? And what's up with the woman that died upstairs?
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
So Laszlo will lead you back up to the castle.
Okay.
Presumably, yeah. He doesn't say much along the way. I mean, obviously, his English is not very good. Kind of through the gate. It looks as it did, you know, the last time you were here, half an hour ago or whatever. to the manor house. Invites you to come in.
Thank you.
He will offer to take your coats and bags and give you a place to hang such things. Okay. On the hooks just inside the door. And then he will lead you to the parlor.
Said the spider to the fly.
Which is just on the right there. The door from the parlor into the dining room is closed.
Yes, all rooms we've been to before.
Yes. Yeah. I guess that's a good question, too, with the way things work sometimes. Does this, now that there are people here, does the house seem like no longer dusty and disused? Does it look like it's been, you know, recently occupied? Or is it the same dusty mess that we saw when we were in here before?
It's the same kind of dusty mess that you saw before. It doesn't look that different.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't been gone that long.
Right.
It wasn't a miracle cleaning.
Yeah. We're not in some kind of weird, you know, pocket dimension where Mr. Clean.
Please, sit. Wait. Dinner? Baron, come.
Great, thank you. That's so nice.
And he opens up a cabinet and takes out a large bottle of something that looks like some kind of liquor, a very nice kind of crystal decanter filled with a nice kind of golden brown liquid, and sets it on a side table and takes out a number of glasses and starts pouring and hands out glasses.
That's still you'll say, not for me. No, thank you. Not at the moment.
He kind of looks at it.
I will not resist.
And he knocks it back himself.
Good. Okay. I was going to offer him one. But that takes care of that.
I don't think I even need to say what Luce is going to do with that.
No. She's excited, right?
Yes, exactly. Although, I guess the question would be, can she swallow it? She can't speak. Or she can't breathe. She can speak. Can she swallow?
Yes, she can.
Excellent. Let's try that again. It's an excellent experiment.
So Laszlo will just kind of be there with you. He kind of sets his, closes the breech on the shotgun and sets it up in a corner. And he will pour drinks. He's not much for conversation because, again, he can't.
Well, I haven't been to this room before, I don't think. What's in here again?
There is a fireplace which does now have a fire in it. That's a little different before.
Okay.
There are a number of bookshelves with various history books in Greek and Latin and other Eastern European languages. Many of them look quite old. There are a scattering of chairs. They are uncushioned wooden straight-backed chairs. They're not very comfortable to sit in. You can sit for a little while, but it's not particularly comfortable, and you probably get up and stand and kind of walk around a bit.
So I will sort of walk up and sort of go towards the bookshelf and then I guess sort of, raise an eyebrow and say, may I look at these?
Read, yes, yes.
Thank you, thank you. And I'll desperately look for something which I won't find that I can read.
Do you read anything besides
Chinese and English?
No, there is nothing in English.
but that's fine. I'll look, and maybe there's some old picture books or something cool.
Do you read Chinese?
I'll wander.
I do. Yeah.
Oh well, why didn't we take care of that sooner?
I did say a few times that I was going to read the Chinese thing. Sorry.
I do apologize. How much Chinese do you have?
21.
Oh, well, that's more than enough then. I do apologize. I was not paying attention to that.
Oh, sweet.
So that will be... now I got to go find it. This folder... you may have a handout for your 20 points of Chinese.
Oh, yes.
So this is the bit in Chinese that has the Latin at the bottom. Thus.
Ooh. And the great hall is guarded by his servants, and man must bear with him the sign of the Elder Ones. A wise man would not look above to these servants, or they may steal a man's mind. That's interesting with the telescope. A man should also not bear with him knowledge when he leaves, or the sleeper will awake to take that knowledge from the man and the man. Writings of the beast are found in the second gallery right. These galleries unguarded by the servants, but the wary traveler would do well to avoid others he might meet. Oh, that's very interesting. So somewhere there's a hall. And off the hall, there's a room with knowledge.
I'm thinking is Laszlo still with us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a thought that I will speak when we are able to speak freely.
So time passes.
Okay, I'm just going to say it then at some point. Perhaps a side or something when you're looking at that thing. That
is say it in pig Latin. If he doesn't understand English, you won't understand slang English.
Perfect. Yeah.
But you have to really say it in pig Latin, Steve.
So. That's no.
He's willing to take a lot of abuse from us, but not that.
It's one too many. One step too far. But, you know, they were grinding lenses, and this is a homemade telescope. I wonder if the telescope works the same way the glasses work, and maybe you wind up on that. Yeah, somewhere else when you look through the telescope.
Well, that's what it says, right? It says, don't look above the servant so they may steal your mind.
Yeah.
Maybe the telescope is pointing to, because it's pointing to a specific star.
So I think that's actually just our hypothesis. I don't think we have any real reason to believe, I mean, any knowledge that that's true.
Well, but what did you see when you put the lenses on back in America?
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Different location?
No, I don't. It was so fast, but I was still here. There, some creature came out of some other dimension and attacked me violently.
I have another thought. Could you breathe when you're in that other dimension? I wonder.
I didn't go somewhere else. I was still here.
That's right. Yeah.
Something came to me and attacked me. I didn't go anywhere.
I was just wondering, this stuff that keeps you from having to breathe, you know, there's all this space between us and
everything else.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking maybe, but I don't know, that would, you know, you'd have to go there physically for that to matter, probably. So, I don't know. These mysteries are spooky.
Just to clear up the point, Mr. Cockrell, when you put the glasses on, obviously you are right. You didn't go anywhere, but you were 100% looking at somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
And what kind of place were you looking at?
I had mere seconds, before I was mauled
by some spider thing.
Yeah,
I'm not raising my hand to be first in line to look through the telescope. I'll just say that.
Well, it could save you. It could definitely be exactly what you need to get your body back.
Oh my God!
I mean, isn't that the
knowledge? I go and pour another one of those drinks.
And I'm sorry. What was this? What was the phrase you said earlier? Edwin said the spider to the fly.
No.
Found the right button.
Yeah, Julia is just nervously sitting there waiting for this dinner to occur. Because we've got his keys, we've got the books, we've told. Yeah.
So time passes. You can see outside the window, it is the outside light is turning red. The sun is setting.
Hey guys,
human things are pretty good, right?
It is. Yes, this is a very quality brandy.
Nice.
Hey guys, guess what? He's only coming out at night. Maybe he is a vampire.
Uh huh.
Just as you say that. sorry, just as you say that, I have to respond to a text message.
Walking past a mirror with no reflection, here comes.
Don't you mean gliding?
Yes, nice. Yeah.
There we go. The door to the dining room opens. And, oh, that's right. Ah, crazy Skype. I can't stand this new interface.
It's horrible.
And a gentleman steps into the parlor. A young fellow, perhaps in his 20s, early 20s even, maybe. He is dressed very well. He has a waistcoat on and a suit coat and kind of a tweed suit. And he steps in to the parlor. Ah, yes, gentlemen. I do apologize, gentlemen and ladies. I do apologize for keeping you waiting so long. Dinner is served, if you would care to join me.
Does this look like a butler or a baron? Or can we not tell?
How would you identify a butler versus a baron?
I think tuxedo. I think the butler would be dressed better.
He is not wearing. He doesn't look like, you know. If your identification of a butler is from the popular movies of the mid '80s, what is this '88? So probably a year or two ago, maybe you saw Tim Curry in Clue. wow. He does not look like that.
Nice.
Saw it three times for every.
Yeah, I suspect that would be my only. I mean, either that or his what he said. Like, he never introduces himself, though, right?
That is correct.
All right. So I'll ask him. Are you Baron Hopsman?
Oh yes, I do apologize, Mister.
Thank you so much for inviting us,
Mister. Cockrell, is it?
Oh, Cockrell, yes.
Yes. Baron Hauptmann. And he extends a hand to shake your hand.
Awesome.
I have a quick question. I don't know if you'd be able to answer, but maybe you can answer right away, which would be my answer. We did have notes about a young Master Edward being found quite a bit earlier. Would this put him in about his 20s if we were saying, you know, that was, say, a baby or something like that back there in Salem?
It would put him, yes. It would put him in his 20s by now, yes.
Somewhere contemporary to this guy.
So when he says that he's Baron Hopman, can I psychologize that?
I will say also that despite my poor mangling of it, he is speaking in a very posh British accent. His English is very,
oh, nice.
Very posh British. And yes, you may make a British psychology roll.
Okay. Nope. Fail.
So there you go. He stands aside and invites you into the dining room.
Well, I'll go in. Look around. I've never been here either.
I'll go in.
So the dining table is set for 8 people.
Excellent.
It is a very nice, high class service. Fine china, crystal goblets.
Don't steal it. Oh, it's not Rory. We're okay.
the silver looks like it is actually silver. And there are plates of food, you know, serving trays of food. There's a large turkey. There's a big roast of some kind. Trays, you know, that are piled with some kind of roast. Various kinds of roast vegetables, a couple loaves of bread, and
I feel like we should be quite hungry by now.
Interesting question. I've got a question here. How long ago was it that we went through this place? Now,
That would have been like late morning on this same day.
Okay. He would have had enough time from when we came down to actually cook this stuff. Or somebody to cook all this.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
This is my question. When we came here, this was all dusty.
Well, this part of the house wasn't as dusty, right? So kind of the other side of the house is, you know, very clearly unused, thick dust. No one had been there for a long time. This side of the house was you know, worn and old and maybe a little bit dusty, but not. Right. There was a very clear distinction between some of these rooms, like the parlor and dining room and the kitchen, had been used more recently versus the other rooms on the other side of the house, which had clearly not seen use for a long time. But the dining room is besides being set, you know, with a very nice service and all this food, has definitely been cleaned up from the last time you were here. It is definitely cleaner than it was this morning.
But the pantry had been, did anyone find the pantry and find it empty, which is what I'm guessing?
You mean a lack of food? And I don't remember anyone going into a kitchen or,
Yeah, no, well, some of you got, so half the group that went in, I don't know if we were all here, period, but half the group that went in, yeah, you and I were looking at the ruined tower. That's right. But they went through the bottom floor, and by the time we got there, they called us upstairs.
Right, right.
So I wasn't sure if the first group, that would have been, you know, Nick, and I don't know. I remember Nick being there. I forget who else was there. Sylvia, no doubt, because she wound up with the keys.
Yeah. There was a brief cursory search of the kitchen, and at the time, you certainly did not see, you know, a pantry stocked full of this much food.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please, ladies, gentlemen, won't you have a seat?
He walks around to the head of the table and kind of, you know, pulls his chair out and stands there, inviting you to sit first.
I will not sit at the head of the table where he's pulled the chair out.
Well, clearly he's pulled it out for himself.
Yeah. Not so going to fall into that trap. Oh, this looks wonderful. Who's the, you must have a cook.
Yes, I have various staff that come up from the village when necessary.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think we saw some of them.
Including my good man Laszlo here. Yes. The villagers have been very kind to my family over the years.
Your English is very good, I must say. It's we haven't really seen many people that speak English.
Well, I was educated in England, don't you know?
Well,
I was at Eton and then Cambridge.
Hmm.
Before just recently returning here to take my place as the Baron.
Ah, of course. And then I sort of realize what that implies. Like, I'm sorry about your father.
Thank you. It has been a time now. These things happen. The wheel turns, as they say.
And this is a young guy being so philosophical. That's great. It's amazing what money will do. I don't say that.
Makes you smarter.
What'd you say?
It makes you smarter. What about the your mother, Barring, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no. By this time, has everyone sat down?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I feel like with the reminder of Rory, I remember the last time I was in a nice person's dining room, and I feel like I need to be a little bit belligerent. So I will grab a turkey leg and put my feet on the table as I lean back in the chair.
Wow.
He kind of looks at you as he takes up, you know, puts some food on his plate and in a very proper sort of manner, takes up his
silver. Come on. And
starts eating. My mother, yes. I did not know my mother. I am afraid she died when I was quite young.
And you went to England young, early.
Yes. As a child, my all of the Hauptmann line has been
educated elsewhere, as you can well imagine. The schools here are not the best.
Yeah, we haven't. I guess haven't seen one. Where do the villagers go to school?
Oh, I do believe that most of the villagers don't actually attend school. They don't have need for it. They stick to their old ways. It is something of a time capsule, this village, I believe you could call it.
Yeah.
I often imagine that if you could go back to 12th century, 13th century, for the medieval period, that probably did not look much different than it does now. With the exception of the bus rolling through every day.
Yeah, we were talking to that student who's, I guess, studying this area as a time capsule, it sounded like. What was his name?
Oh, yes. I've heard that there is a young man in the village.
Yeah.
I had hoped to meet him, but I have not had the opportunity yet.
Oh, well. Yeah, he seemed like he was interested in meeting you as well. He seemed sad that he hadn't been able to meet with you.
Have you met him? Does he seem a decent sort?
Well, I sort of look at Nick.
John Kopeche. That's the guy's name.
I think he is an inquisitive mind, sir. I think he would really enjoy talking to you. And you might learn a lot from him.
Well, perhaps I shall have to ask Laszlo to extend the young man an invitation at some point.
I'm sure he would appreciate it. So what does a baron do? I mean, how do you fill your days? It must be rather odd being the only educated person for 100 miles.
Just before he answers this question. So he is eating, by the way. Okay. I heard a turkey leg being it.
I'm eating.
Okay.
Hungry.
I'll eat. Yeah, I'll eat too.
Okay.
I see no reason to not eat.
Just wanted to make sure no one was being overly rude.
Well, no more than the feet on the table. I mean, that's the bar. That, no, I'm not being that rude.
Just don't ask me to talk.
Rude, but not rejecting his hospitality.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Especially this big body definitely needs to be fueled.
Oh, I try to keep up on the news of the day, bring in various papers from around the world and some study. As you can see, I have an extensive library.
Which I like to
read from, and I hope to one day be able to restore the castle to its former glory, but finances and time being what they are.
Sure, I hear owning a castle's expensive.
It is expensive. At the moment, I try to keep expenses down by not opening up all the rooms.
Do you ever have people use the castle for, I don't know, movies or concerts or something?
No one has ever inquired. We are well off the tourist route, you might say.
We're a band.
That does explain a few things.
Yes. We were
looking at the disparate amount, like types of people in the group.
we were thinking what an amazing place this would be for a music video we couldn't do a concert really because there's no audience, I guess. But
do you have your instruments with you? Are they at the inn, perhaps, or?
At the inn, yeah.
Oh, I should love to hear if you have a nice sonata or a short concerto you might play. I would certainly love to hear that sometime.
Silvia starts laughing.
We have some fine etudes.
It's a newer type of music.
Ah, yes. What is it called, the new wave, is that?
Punk.
I have punk.
You went to school in England. You must know about punk. I
mean, the Ramones.
Oh,
Yes. Ah, yes.
Sissies.
I have heard their music. I must say I did not care for it at the time. But
well, they are a little soft. It's true. I could see why you might not like them. We've really been pushing it a little bit harder than that. Getting more horror themes into our music.
More, oh, interesting. A little more theatrical.
Yes.
Yeah.
More
occult
experimental.
Occult, symbols and names definitely set us apart from the rest of the rabble.
I see.
Yeah, our Oren here is a real bookworm. He likes to study all kinds of occult things.
I see. What is the name of your band, if I might inquire?
Daughters of Osiris.
Daughters of Osiris. Well, that is interesting. And he rattles off a phrase in a language I'm pretty sure none of you speak, but you may all make an education roll.
Okay. Normal success.
Fail.
Normal success.
You did recognize a few of the words in there, and you would guess that he was probably saying something in Egyptian.
I was going to guess that.
And you did hear, you did hear the name, you know, Osiris and Horus and these sorts of things in there. I have a particular fascination for ancient Egypt.
Really? You've been there? I mean, not to ancient Egypt, obviously. But...
I have not been to Egypt yet, but I hope to go soon. Sorry, what was that, Randall?
That was Gary breaking up.
Oh, I thought that was...
No, it wasn't me. Remind...
Oh, that was Steve.
He was so broken up, man. He couldn't tell who it was.
Wasn't me. I think it was Randall. I think he tried again.
Yeah, I thought it was Randall. Did you say something, Randall?
No.
Okay.
That's fine. Never mind.
I love Skype. This is fun. So dinner. The food is quite good.
Okay.
It's it's fairly simple. It's not, it's home cooked, but it is.
Is it possible to draw him out on any Egypt-y or occult-y or anything?
Yeah.
In that vein.
Are you into the occult, Baron? I see you have quite a nice library here.
No, I stick to history. I don't care for such. Such things.
Oh, I mean, I studied the history of the occult.
No, fail.
I looked at the occult as a historical piece. I studied some of the how these beliefs have changed people's changed history, changed what has happened. You know, things like the witch trials and stuff in the United States.
One group, if you sound interested in
Egypt, and I mean, one group I've heard of from my past studies was the Brotherhood of the Beast. Would you know anything about them?
Brotherhood of the Beast. Well, that does sound very, very modern and very rock and roll, doesn't it? Are they another punk band?
Can I try a psychology check?
Of course. No one else has made a psychology check yet, but
Nah, I've joined the rest of the team with not making it.
Just can't get a read on this guy.
Can I get con rolls from everyone, please?
I mean,
con rolls.
There you go.
I'm waiting for that one.
0-1.
I got a 0-2.
You guys are making some stern stuff.
Hard success.
An extreme success.
Normal success. Holy smokes.
So what happens when you put your feet up on the table?
Yeah.
You digest the poison quicker.
Yes.
So, Randall, did I hear something about you making a psychology roll in there? Did you actually pass a psychology roll finally?
Well, no, I actually wanted to make one.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it is a 10.
Okay, so you passed your psychology and then failed your con. No one else failed their con roll, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Everyone else.
Just me. Unfortunately, it is a hard success only.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler, on your psychology, first, when the Brotherhood of the Beast, when Miss MacArthur mentioned the Brotherhood of the Beast, he definitely recognized that phrase. He was definitely scrambling to come up with that throwaway line about, is that a band? As you kind of recognize that, Mr. Wheeler, you kind of feel very weak, and your eyes kind of roll back, and you actually just completely collapse and fall unconscious. You just fall face forward into your plate of food.
Elliot, what's wrong?
And the rest of you, as you kind of see that and are, you also, kind of everyone else, you realize that you are feeling very tired, very sleepy, kind of groggy, a little dizzy. And for the time being, you will be at a penalty die on every roll.
What did you...
Wow.
You poisoned us.
There's something in the food.
The door from the parlor opens and Laszlo steps in. The door from the kitchen opens and two of the villagers, two of the other men who were following you, step in. The door from the hallway opens and the third man who was following you steps in. The Baron stands up. Well, yes, of course I did.
No.
take them down, please, gentlemen. And he steps away from the table and leaves the room. And Laszlo levels his shotgun at you.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
I think it might be a good time for me to cast one of these spells.
What? Do it, Oren.
Let me just...
There's so many to choose from.
Yes, agreed. Well, that won't work. 1 hour. Nope. that won't work. Multiple rounds. Well, I guess let's just try this call/dismissed beast.
Why
I
don't, not?
But I haven't gotten any info on you, on like what casting time or anything like that is. If it's more than one or two rounds, I'm going to do it.
It's more than one or two rounds.
Okay, well, great. Then I'm not going to cast anything.
I mean, it's not like it's going to take a half an hour or something, but, you know, it's a few minutes.
Well, sure. I'd be happy to try to shoot the man with the shotgun.
Yeah. You know what? I'll start casting Call Beast.
Okay.
I've never been drugged by a baron in a castle before. I mean, kind of first time for everything.
Why not?
Might as well try it.
So let's go ahead and go into dex order here, if you guys are not just going to go quietly. Let me get myself organized. Where is he?
Did you think us going quietly was ever an option, Jim?
Well, you never know.
Kind of missed Jonathan this week with his 75 dex.
Yeah. He's there. And we didn't really have any time to react because we were sort of staring at Wheeler, and then, yeah, it seems like before everyone came in and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Mr. Dyer, you are up first.
Well, I guess I will take the first shot at the guy with a shotgun. That seems to make a lot of sense and this whole thing.
Quick to react.
So. Don't forget your penalty die.
Oh, I won't. No, that's still a success.
Okay, damage.
7 points. That's 9 points.
Ooh, that looks like it
forgot
hurt.
Plus two.
No worries. That looks like it hurt a lot. He staggers.
I'm going to yell out at the same time, "Police, everybody get down."
Nice.
I do that in my cop type way that I'm sure they taught at Academy.
Don't forget to yell, "You're surrounded."
To the non-English speakers, yes. Yes. Probably the rest of your party will fall to the ground. And
they're left like to get shot on the ground, so yes. The
gentleman coming in from the hallway will make a grab for Mr. Weston. You can make a dodge roll or fight back if you wish.
I will be dodging.
He's just trying. He's trying to grab you.
Okay, I'll attempt to dodge. So let's see here. Oh, Jesus. Okay, I'll burn the luck to make it a success.
Okay.
Did you do the penalty die before you burn your luck?
Oh, penalty die before burn luck. Thank you.
There you go.
Do you still want to burn the luck?
Nope, because that would be all of it. So,
okay.
No.
So he has you grabbed and starts kind of dragging you out of the room.
Hopefully, to be quite honest, though.
Laszlo will fire his shotgun at Mr. Dyer. And I do apologize. Anybody know what shotgun damage is? What is it these days? Like 4d6 or
4d6.
Something?
4d6. Yeah. Range.
4d6.
10.
Voice. Oi.
That's a spicy meatball. All right. Remember. Let me just do a little con roll here. Well, I'll think about burning the luck to pass that, but let's just see how we do in our second roll. Yeah, we'll burn the luck to pass that con roll and stay standing. It's probably a bad idea, but okay.
Okay. Mr. Weston, you have been grabbed by the fellow. I believe you said you were going to start casting one of your spells there.
Yeah, I'm going to start casting Call Beast.
Help, Beast. do I have the... Do I have that handy? You have like a couple summon spells at this point, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the sand and the magic points are going to be the same as your others.
As contact elder thing?
That seems reasonable.
All right, so 3 magic and 1d3 sand. Free sanity, great.
And I presume that's you're focused on doing that. Yeah. The two men who came in from the kitchen, one of them will grab for Mr. Cockrell.
I will attempt to... I think I'll fight back.
Okay.
Sad about the penalty. I will not succeed.
Okay. He grabs you and starts trying to drag you towards the hallway. Okay. The second gentleman coming from the kitchen will make a grab for Mr. Wheeler. No, I'm sorry. Miss MacArthur. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, Miss Peterson. I think Miss Peterson in her current form is a little bit more of a physical threat than Mr. Wheeler.
Gotcha.
And I have you guys in the wrong order here. Why is the dex order screwed up?
Maybe because of new body. Sorry.
I totally apologize. Let me jump back. No, let's go ahead and do that. That's fine. So, Ms. Peterson, you are being grabbed for.
Okay, that's big guy is going to definitely. What's the use of having an enormous body if you're not gonna use it? So he'll fight back.
Okay.
38. That's going to be some kind of success. Let's see. It's a normal success.
He also has a normal success, so I do apologize.
Ah, rats.
He has you grabbed, Mr. Weston. No.
Continue.
You're casting your spell.
Cast my spell.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Wheeler.
Wheeler, sorry.
Sorry, I kind of got the order screwed up a little bit here. So.
Do I wake up or?
You are unconscious, aren't you? Yeah, never mind.
Yes.
Go back to sleep.
Make a drowning in food roll.
I can make a corn roll to see if I come back to life.
Nope.
Myself.
No, you can't. Mr. Cockrell.
So this guy's grabbed me. I would like to shoot him.
I think you have to break free of his grab first. Before you're
so.
Able
right.
to get his gun up. Get your gun up. You can make either a fighting roll or a strength roll if you want to
I'll go for a strength roll.
Use your wrestling skills to reverse the hold or just simply power out.
I think I would like to just yell, jump, and that is a normal success on strength.
He botches his strength roll. You
yes.
break free. Miss MacArthur.
Okay. So far, nobody's attacked me. I'm going to make sure the keys are nice and hidden in my top. And I'm going to try to make a run for a door.
Okay. There's a guy with a shotgun in front of one door and fights going on in the other two. You can.
Well, I'll try to run past one of the fights and run maybe through the parlor in trying to get to the front door.
Okay. Into the parlor is where Laszlo is with the shotgun.
Oh, no. Okay, then.
So either into the kitchen or into the hallway?
Into the hallway.
Okay. You can run into the hallway. Mr. Dyer.
I guess I'll take another shot. Why not? The guy with the shotgun.
Yeah.
Of course.
That is also a success for 7 points of damage.
He falls to the ground. The fellow who has Weston sees that. He will let you go, and he legs it.
Can I try and trip him?
Mr. Weston. Yes, you can go.
It's like an unarmed, right?
Well, so here's my question, Jim. I'm still casting this spell.
Yep.
Am I able to trip him and not interrupt myself casting the spell?
How about a power roll?
Success.
Apparently.
Okay, cool. Aha! Unarmed attack. Nope. Can't trip him.
Okay.
I'm a caster, not a fighter.
Yep. Miss Peterson.
So I had been planning on attempting to break out of this guy's grasp, but he's gone now. So I'm a little bit I'm sorry. Can you remind me who's still here? We got a guy with the shotgun. We got a guy licking it.
Yep. No, the guy who had you grabbed. Down. Yeah, the shotgun is down. The guy who had you grabbed still has you. He has not run yet.
Oh, I thought he dropped. Okay. Yep.
The guy who had Weston let him go and ran.
Gotcha. I'm going to try to use this big body to kind of break free slash hurt him, like slam him against the wall by backing up, or maybe even like fall on the ground or something. Yeah.
Sure.
Something like that. I don't know if that'd be a fight back or.
Just a fighting roll. Fighting brawl.
Okay. All right. Let's go, big guy. Oh, it wasn't even the penalty dice that did me in, but a 98. Probably some kind of fumble. I don't know.
Fair enough. The gentleman who had grabbed for Mr. Cockrell runs out the kitchen. He legs it. The guy who had you, Ms. Peterson, lets you go and legs it. Mr. Cockrell.
So is there anybody of the opponents left in the room?
Nope.
I would like to grab the shotgun. And where did they all leg it to? Did they leg it in the same direction the Baron went, or?
The Baron went out into the hall. One of the henchmen went out into the hall, and the other two went towards the kitchen.
And but Sylvia went to the kitchen, right?
Sylvia went into the hallway.
The hall. Okay. So I would like to grab the shotgun and run into the hall.
Okay. Miss MacArthur, as you get into the hallway, you see the Baron running out the front door.
I'll run after the Baron.
Okay. We will go ahead and leave Dex Order at this point. Miss MacArthur, you run out the front door. Followed by a moment later by Mr. Cockrell. And the Baron is not there. You do see the three henchmen coming out from around, or, you know, one of the henchmen kind of barreling past you and running towards the front gate. Two other henchmen kind of coming around from the other side of the manor, running towards the front gate.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to try to give first aid to the guy I shot. Which probably isn't all that useful, but maybe.
I'm actually going to run for the tower.
Okay. Mr. Dyer, go ahead and make a first aid roll.
Yes, success.
Penalty.
He is dead as a doornail.
Oh, that's going to be bad for us.
Miss MacArthur is running for the tower.
Tower.
Anyone else?
The Baron has disappeared.
Yep. As you're looking around, Mr. Cockrell, you do not see the Baron.
All right.
I'm not chasing, but I'll pull her. Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say,
the henchmen running towards town, or?
Yes. Well, they're headed out the gate.
Headed out the gate, okay.
I was going to say, I'm going to pull Elliot out of his soup and try to make a first aid roll on old Nick, if I can.
You can pull Elliot out of his soup. He's still unconscious.
Okay, good.
You can roll first aid for Mr. Dyer.
Wait, I'm not unconscious.
No, but no, you're injured, right? You were shot.
Oh, I am injured. Right, right. I thought you said I was unconscious. Sorry.
You were injured badly, from what I recall.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Mr. Wheeler is still unconscious.
Let me have a look at that.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's a gunshot wound for sure.
thank you.
That thing's ugly.
I'm going to be running
down to
up
one hip front. Point. I'm aware how ugly it is.
I'm going to be running out the front door, following, while still casting the spell. Is this going to pop soon, Jim?
Yes. So you kind of reach the end of your spell. So what are you? Are you just summoning it to just show up, or?
I'm going to summon it to find the Baron.
Oh.
Okay. There's kind of a shimmering in the air.
I think this may have turned into a wizard's duel.
those of you who are outside with Mr. Weston here, Mr. Cockrell and Miss MacArthur.
Yeah.
You can both make a sand roll. Yep.
Ooh, just make it. Just right on.
And I failed.
Oh no, I have a penalty die on sand rolls too.
Yep.
They'll just make it.
1 point for the success, D4 for the failure.
Alright. You know, it's always the quiet ones you gotta look out for.
Says the person who doesn't talk.
As you see this kind of shimmering in the air above you that vaguely reminds you of the starfish creature that attacked the gypsy.
Yeah.
And it kind of slowly moves about the courtyard, and you can see it hovering over each of you in turn and kind of lowering towards you, but then moving on to the next one and then moving on to the next one. And eventually it kind of takes a turn around the courtyard and
I follow it.
And fades from view and disappears.
Warren, do you... Wow.
Oh, I'm still heading for the tower.
I don't know. I just... I figured it could find the Baron. I don't know.
You did that, huh? That's amazing. Wow. That's really cool. Is it the same thing that attacked the gypsy?
Yes, I think it is. I think it was the same, maybe not the same beast, but the same type of beast.
Huh. Wow. That's amazing.
Huh. All right, so where is everybody? I mean, I guess having not succeeded in helping this guy, and how did you do in your role there, Manny?
To help you?
Yes.
Yes, no, I figured out you had been shot very badly.
That was the extent of your...
That's about as far as I got. You got me and Elliot is no longer in a suit, but he probably has, I don't know, peas stuck to his face and stuff like that. He's laying on the ground next to us, and I think we're the last ones in the room with a couple dead bodies, maybe. One dead body?
Just one dead body.
Yeah. A pea.
Peas. Yeah, saying it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He fell asleep. Yeah, all right. Let's pick him up. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of town right now.
This is maybe a good point of or a good time to, in honor of Rory, burn this place to the ground as we leave.
We need to just get out of here as quick as possible.
Is heading into the tower.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Is there anything we can do to wake up Elliot? I mean, I'm not against slapping him.
Why don't you make a first aid roll?
Oh, not a slap roll, because that's better.
Slapping never works.
Wait. An 89, so even without the penalty die.
So that's how it's done when you try to help somebody? Hold still, Nick.
Only when they're unconscious. Only when they're unconscious. We've got to pick them up. We got to get them out of here. Let's go. Go.
Yep. I can help carry him.
I'm good for carrying things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are.
Miss
yeah.
MacArthur, into the tower.
I will grab everybody's bag from the foyer, wherever we hung stuff up.
Yep.
Just come back here, out man. With a bundle of crap.
In the tower, do I hear running? Maybe up or down the stairs.
Listen roll.
Listen. Failed.
Nope. It okay. is quiet.
I'm gonna head upstairs.
Okay. Head up the stairs of the tower. Where's everyone else headed? Pick up Mr. Wheeler and
get out of here.
Yeah.
I'd really like to tear up this place before
we do. And did the star vampire totally disappear, or am I
yes.
still able to follow it?
No, it totally disappeared. Idea roll.
Okay. Nope.
Okay, never mind.
I'd like to go to the gate and just see which way the staff is running.
They are running. You can see them on the path headed towards the village.
Okay. So we should skip the village, maybe.
Oh yeah, no, they'll be waiting for us with a noose in hands. I'm sure they're going to decide that we did the killing thing. So.
Yeah.
I have no problem with getting out of the country. I agree. That's what we should do. But, I mean, if we're trying to stop these people, we can't leave them – leave their, you know, base of operations intact. Yeah, we need to at least smash the telescopes. And there's a room with a bunch of lenses. Smash that. And if we can – we can't drag the tower down. But whatever we can do, we should do. These books will burn. That's right. We've got a whole library full of books.
Now you're thinking like Rory.
I'm so sorry.
Miss MacArthur, upstairs in the tower.
Yep.
Give me an intelligence roll.
Intelligence roll. I make it. Hard success.
So pretty much everything looks like it's still there. I mean, except for the stuff that you took, but not in the same place. Somebody has been, you know, somebody after you left has clearly been, you know, fiddling with the charts and notes and moving stuff around, but you don't see anyone here at the moment.
Okay. And there was a hatchway going up or?
That is correct.
I'll head up.
Okay. And the others are setting fire to the manor or leaving the castle? I've heard kind of both things here.
I'm standing near the gate with all the bags and coats.
Okay.
And Nick, I think.
Well, I'm kind of excited about setting things on fire now.
Okay.
I think Manny makes a good point. So why don't you stay here with Elliot?
Yep.
Maybe you can wake him up while we're off doing that thing.
I'll definitely give it a try.
First aid.
You know.
And Jim, is there any chance that we have enough adrenaline in our system right now that maybe we could do another con roll or something to see if this is still affecting us? You could say no, of course.
No, I like the thinking there. Yeah, everyone can make a con roll.
With the penalty dice?
Yes.
to get rid of the penalty dice?
Exactly.
Wow.
Nope.
Nope. Come on, dice. Nope. I rolled a not one and then an 81.
I rolled a 33 or a 33. So I made it.
Yep. So you can get rid of the penalty die. You're still, I mean, you're still feeling kind of groggy, but you can get rid of the penalty die.
You know, I just thought of something that you're not going to like, Nick, I say, as we start ripping the pages out of these old books we can't read. It's not just the house we need to take care of.
I'm nearly dead. So tell me something I'm going to like.
Well, I remember what happened in Salem when we left left some things untended to, and there is a giant hole, a well somewhere that they told us about in the catacombs that we're going to need to cover up somehow to keep anyone from using that. We got to do more than just got to do more than just burn the house down, is what I'm saying.
And as you say that, you can feel a rumbling.
Oh God!
Like a distant earthquake, almost, maybe.
Oh boy!
Beneath your feet.
Okay, Jeez. now
Keeper's
we got to
pet.
Now we got to go. I'll probably carry.
I feel the earth move.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're running it. I mean, I assume we've had enough time to set a fire, and there's no electricity here, so I'm assuming it's mostly candlelight.
If we could set a fire, then, like, immediately, or we already have, then I want to do that. If not, when I feel that rumble, and with the thought that I just had, I just want to grab you and get out of there.
Yeah, I'm
not done.
Yeah, I'm not sure you really had time to set a decent fire. Miss MacArthur, the tower starts shaking.
We have to go now.
Okay, I'm going to basically push over the smash the telescope and then run back downstairs.
Okay, give me a dex roll.
Dex roll. Okay. That's 32 success.
Okay, yep, you can push it over and run downstairs. The castle is definitely starting to rumble and shake now. Bricks are starting to break loose from the wall, and the some of the higher bricks in the tower are starting to come down.
Okay, I'm legging it.
Anyone not running out of the castle at this point?
I'm already out by the front gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to leave Elliot behind. He's the only one who can't run. But
I'm there with Elliot. Elliot and I are at the front gate.
Okay, great, great.
Yep, so I'm assuming you're all legging it at this point.
Well, so I think that when they get back to the front gate, unfortunately, Lionel has also passed out. Because apparently the loss of adrenaline was a bit much.
I'm there with you guys.
All right.
Front gate.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. Why is Lionel passed out?
Because he got a 99 on his second con roll.
Oh, there you go. Missed that detail. Thanks.
He collapses. Yep.
So I'll help to grab somebody's arm and pull him up.
Oh, so I guess I'm there passed out at the front gate as well, because I failed my other one as well. Yeah
but
I didn't do a 99, but I failed it.
Well, if you failed it, that's fine. Yeah, you still have the penalty down.
Penalty. I just think a fumble, yeah.
I think I'm doing much.
Exactly.
You reach the front gate, and you see Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Cockrell lying there in a heap with your bags. There's a loud cracking sound as the tower cracks up the middle and collapses in on itself, and a huge gout of flame erupts upward from the rubble of the tower.
Ah, there's our fire.
And starts spreading outwards.
Yeah, so I'm gonna grab whoever I can with my big old body and or help and just not look back.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah.
How fast is this fire moving? Does it look like we can drag them and get out of here?
How about a strength roll and a dex roll?
Well, so I want to do an intelligence roll to think if I can do it, because it's going to determine whether I'm going to roll strength or dexterity to get them out.
Yes, it's possible.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to help Dragon. So strength roll, 24, hard success.
All right, strength roll and a dex roll. Here we go.
And 37. I just found my dex roll.
Okay.
Not much luck left, but I'll spin down 10 to get my strength roll done anyway.
Yes, I'm going to have to. I feel like this is one of those ones with one hit point. Should probably burn some luck.
Yeah. Rolls. And a dex. Oh, son of a gun.
All right, I pass on both rolls.
All right, I feel like this is one of those you have to make, so I'll spend 10 more luck to make my dex.
I spent 2 points of luck to make my dex roll.
So between all of you guys, you can certainly get the get Mr. Cockrell and Mr. Wheeler and your bags and start making your way down the mountain. You can all make those of you who are conscious can make a sand roll.
There's not much of that left either, Jim.
0-1.
96.
Oh, no,
really, 93. So really the thing to do would be to go unconscious. You're not burning luck, right? Secondly, you're not doing sanity rolls. You're just lying around.
The nap of the Randall.
How much
So a D3 for success, a D6 for failure.
So that's 3 points. I lost 7 points.
5 points.
Magic 5.
Oh, wow.
Nick is not happy about all this.
Nope. Yucking. 7 points of luck and 21 points of sand left.
Ooh. Some of you, I think, can make an idea roll.
And seven more chapters.
Yes. Replace my characters anyway.
Wait, do we need a penalty die on the idea roll, too?
Yep.
Oh,
which is good.
Which is good in this case. Yeah.
Luckily, well, like all the rest, I failed it.
I either failed or passed, whichever. I mean, I'm not sure which is the which way the penalty die works.
Yeah, you failed. You're not thinking clearly, so you failed it. So the fire, as it kind of erupts from the tower, you know, is just this kind of roiling mass of fire that is moving and kind of slowly. It's not lava, but it's kind of got that kind of slow, deliberate movement about it. And it kind of just starts engulfing the castle and the castle grounds.
Oh, weird.
And it,
as long as it doesn't catch the forest on fire.
And it, you know, it eventually kind of, you know, as you're making your way down the path, you can look back and you can eventually see that the entire castle is collapsing in on itself. And this kind of mass of this red, almost liquid fire kind of boils over the walls of the castle. And starts moving out and catching the trees and the grass. And it starts moving down the hill towards the village.
Oh, God. Didn't you say towards Keeper Smoker at one point?
We're back in Salem again. Yay.
Well, why would – that's so strange because it's I don't know. I guess they know they – I don't know. It just seems weird. It's awesome.
Think later. It's like someone helping out.
Yeah.
Quick, wake the village. Sound the alarm.
I mean, I'm unconscious.
I also have wonders of what triggered such a catastrophic event from a dinner party.
Yeah.
But Rory wasn't even there, so.
Exactly.
Well, to be fair, none of you know what Mr. Weston was actually doing with his. He claimed to be casting some kind of spell, and this is what you got. So.
That's true.
Well, we did see the other creature. Some of us did see the other creature.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you mean the one by the gypsies?
No, but some of us.
No, some of them saw the creature that Weston created. Perhaps it destroyed the Baron, which is what caused all this from happening.
Oh. Hmm.
But we'll have a long talk about Weston's creating creatures. Sometime very, very soon.
So you guys eventually make your way down to the village. The village is in an uproar. People are, people have, their carts and their horses and they, bags of stuff, and they're just running out of the village, and they're, trying to load, wives and children and possessions into whatever carts or horses they can get, and are headed out of the village as this, this just mass of this liquid fire is slowly encroaching towards the village.
Oh, right, no. We destroyed a village. Rory would be proud.
That's two cities down, two different countries. Who's next?
Wow. You know, I feel like if we had done nothing, the world would be a better place. But we'll keep going.
Look, was it not our goal to destroy all of the stuff that the Baron was doing there?
Yeah, no, I think the telescope's definitely broken. I think that's good.
So, end result.
So what are you guys doing as you're watching this chaos?
I don't think
we're
going into the village then. If they're all awake, which is my only real concern, I don't see any way in which it's positive for us to go into the village. Like,
we're gonna have
especially
to, because
from the road from the castle.
Yeah, but we're not going to be able to walk a day's journey.
No, I'll see if we can hitch a ride. I'll speak to some of the peasants and see if we can get a ride with them out of the village.
The peasants who don't speak English?
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, they only speak Romanian, so.
Can we just walk around the town and just keep walking and then spend
priest.
The night in the woods or something?
I'll look for the priest. He spoke English.
Luck roll.
Not a party luck roll, is it?
Zero.
No. Damn it. Why would you say that, Steve?
Individual luck roll is fine.
0-1.
Yes, you see the priest. He is, he is trying to, grab some stuff out of the church, and he has like a, a donkey and a small cart that he's trying to throw stuff in, and he's looking up the hill as the fire is coming down towards the village, and considering, do I grab something? Try to grab something else. Do I go now? What do I do?
I'll run out to the priest and say, Father, can I help you? We can get some more stuff if we can come with you as well.
Yes, please. And he runs inside the church with you, presumably.
I'll follow him and help him get more stuff.
He grabs up a few icons and stuffs a few in your arms.
Yep.
And comes back outside and loads them on the cart. We must go.
And I'll wave everybody over to the cart.
And the fire reaches the outer edge of the village, and you can see houses start bursting into flames. And he grabs the lead of the donkey and starts, making his way in the opposite direction. Come, put your friends, the unconscious ones, put them on.
Yeah, we'll put them on there.
And so eventually you guys can make your way out of the village with some panicked villagers. Occasionally looking behind you, you can see very clearly before too long the entire village is engulfed, in flames, and this red liquid fire, and you're just part of a procession of villagers away from their destroyed homes. You kind of look around you at the people as they're kind of you know, sweaty and panicked and terrified, and you know, some of them have kind of soot as they got too close to the flames, and children are crying and looking for their parents, and you know, parents are running around crying, looking for their children or their spouses or their friends. Why don't you all make an intelligence roll?
Pass with a penalty die.
Oh, I pass.
You can tell, you know, from the amount of, you know, people who are in this kind of caravan away from the village, not all the villagers made it. There's not enough people here as there were in the village.
I feel like there's an old Vietnam movie that kind of sums this up. The guys come to this old village and they say, the village had stood for 100 years before we got there.
In this case, more like 1,000 years maybe, but...
Blame Rory.
Wow.
You can all make a...
We can blame him.
You can all make a sand roll as you're seeing this procession.
Yep, that's a fail.
Yeah, it's a fail.
I rolled a botch. 100.
D10.
D10?
Gosh. 10 points.
Just 10.
So,
yeah, that makes sense. This is Sylvia's introduction.
So those of us who are unconscious.
Oh, you sons of...
you can still make the sand roll, because eventually when you come around, I'm sure your friends will tell you all about it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I failed.
We'll tell you excruciating detail how the kids were screaming.
So that's a D10.
I failed for 9.
Thing? Yeah.
So I lost 2 points of sand in that.
So I just lost 9 out of 29 points. I feel like bad things have happened.
I've lost a total of 17 out of 36 points.
Perhaps some more idea rolls.
This time I only lost 4 out of 28.
So smart. A 0-4 on my idea.
Oh. Yeah,
I did really well on my idea roll. 0-7.
I think perhaps some kind of
penalty.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, still with the penalty die. I think perhaps some kind of.
Every time I'm conscious, I'm not penalty anymore.
Some kind of debilitating fear of fire. Is that not unreasonable?
But that's our favorite tool.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh. I have trouble around Rory. Fear of fire.
And I think this is a good place to close as you make your way with this caravan of refugees.
Oh, God. 0 for 2.
The red glow rising in the night sky behind you.
Oh, man. Wow.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Look at Randall sitting there with a sanity of 74. That's remarkable.
That's what happens when you sleep throughout the whole session. So you don't lose all the sanity.
You know who else is going to come out smelling like roses? Is that Kimberly?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can end up, but I actually don't know if we have any clues to go anywhere after this.
Well, you have a lot of clues. You just can't read them.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's back home again to recover.
Oh, do I get to Mythos for that?
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
I think everyone can have those of you who lost a fair bit of sand, which I think was pretty much everyone, can all have a D6 of Mythos. Why not?
Sure.
It's not necessarily a good thing. Oh, nice.
Ah, six as well.
Digit.
Man, I don't like the way this is going. I'm up to 18. My dose.
Well, maybe you'll get enough to solve your problems.
Yeah. I'm at 26. I'm at 26 mythos, but currently only have 24 luck, so I don't think my maximum being decreased is going to help me anytime soon or hurt me.
Yeah.
I have 11 mythos. You guys are way ahead of me.
Yeah, nice. Second.
We'll have to scour the notes to see what other leads we have.
And perhaps find a few translators.
Yeah.
I almost hesitate. Well, I don't hesitate to ask.
And a doctor.
Yeah. any type of luck recovery from this?
Yeah, we'll figure it out next session.
All right.
Cool.
Boy, nice ending, Jim.
Yeah.
Destroyed another town.
Oh, my God. We're going to be on some international list pretty soon.
Not my list. I can see every country we go to, they'll look at it and say, do not let them enter.
Cool. Well, that was fun.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Y'all have a good week.
Yes.
Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Catch you later.
See you guys.
Later, guys.
See you tomorrow.
Later.
Bye.